Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Vav in Meseches Tainis. It is the 693rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the Gadata of the teachings of Rabbi Yitzchak, as we will have on Daf Heyam Beis on the bottom, the famous bracha of Ilan Ilan Bamo Avarechecha, the praise of mankind and the trees. It's no such thing as a coincidence, and I'm recording this under the trees here in Arzenu HaKdosha in Ramat Beit Shemesh. During the day, during midday, the sun is oppressive over here, but as the sun begins to set, I'm recording this at about 5:30 in the evening, as the sun begins to set, if you sit under a tree, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with peros, the most important peros, as well as sitting under a pomegranate tree. And how many things are Baruch Hashem fulfilled every day in Eretz Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make us enjoy all of those parts without the tsar of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that so many go through to settle this small and beautiful country. Then on the top of Vav and Aleph, we're going to have explanations to the word Yoro Malkosh, rain that's referred to Yore, and rain that's referred to as Malkosh. The Gemara will discuss. It has an opinion, six lines into the wide, that the rain of Yore takes place in Marcheshvan, and the rain of Malkosh takes place in Nisan. The Gemara on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph will then discuss the different periods of rain. And then on Vav Amud Beis, we're going to have an important reference to in Yana Dioma as well here in Eretz Yisrael, and that is Shemitah. Many of us have begun starting to learn and prepare for the halachos of Shemitah, and we're going to have a reference to the halachos of Biur Peros in regards to Shemitah. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have a special bracha that was said when rain would come down. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up nine lines from the bottom on Heyam Beis, or maybe Yitzchak. Kola Oimer, Rachav Miyad Nikri. Someone who mentions the name of Rachav HaZona immediately becomes a Baal Keri. Rachav is, of course, the Zona that helped the Meraglim during the time of Yeshua. We mentioned her in this past week's Haftorah, in speaking about the different Meraglim of Eretz Yisrael, the ones of good and the ones of bad. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Ano Amina, I said, V'lo Ichbatli, and it didn't affect me in an adverse way. Amalei Kiko Amina, when did I say that it's a problem? B'yoda u'b'makira, when he knows her and he recognizes her. So that association is what will bring about a negative reaction vis-a-vis Kedusha. Ki havi miftiri me'adadi. Our Gemara was discussing a lot of give and takes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So when they left each other, Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, and keep in mind, this is the great Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman, who we paskin like him by Dini. In many ways, Rav Nachman is the paradigm Dayan of the Talmud Bavli. So Rav Nachman, think of him as the Rav El Yashiv, the Chacham Avadia of his generation. He asked Rav Yitzchak, Livrachon Mar, give me a bracha. I'll give you a parable. What is a person like? That individual went through the desert. He was hungry and tired, with sama and thirsty, matzah ilan. And he found a tree, sheperosa mesukin, that its fruits were sweet, vitzilo na, and its shade was beautiful. Ve'ema samayim overes tachtav. Rabosa, I didn't plan this, that I'd be sitting under a tree with the staff, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does amazing, amazing things. And there was water that was passing by him. Achol mi perosav, he ate from its fruits. Vishasa mi meimav, and he drank from the water. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be careful before you eat from the fruits of the tree. In many instances, you have to take off trumas and maestras. If he's still in the orchard, maybe there's a little bit of room to be makel, but either way, one should definitely ask a shayla. V'yasha b'tzilo, and he sat in the shade. U'kishabikesh leilech, and when he wanted to leave, Amar ilan ilan b'ma'avarecha, he said, tree, how am I going to bless you? Seems like when you thank someone, you should also give them a bracha. Oimer lecha, if I'm going to say to you, shihu perosecha mesukin, that I give you a bracha that your fruits should be sweet. Hare perosecha mesukin, your fruits are already sweet. Shihel silchana, that your shade should be beautiful. Harei tzilcha noyertz, your shade is already beautiful. Shetehei emas hamayim overes tachtecha, if bless you that a creek of water should pass by you. Harei emas hamayim overes tachtecha. Eli yiratzam, but rather my tefillah is shekoni tiyos shenotim imcha yukimoscha, that all the saplings that come from you should be like you. Af ato b'mem avarechecha. So too, says Rav Yitzchak, what am I going to bless you, Rav Nachan? Im b'teira, harei, yesh lecha teira, you have teira. That's the girsa of the Bach. The Bach continues, vim l'gdula, and if for greatness, harei yesh lecha gdola. You already have that. Vim l'kavod, harei yesh lecha kavod. For honor, you have that. Vim b'osher, harei yesh lecha osher. You also have that. You're wealthy. Im b'vanim, harei banim. If we're talking about children, Harei yesh lecha banim. Ela yu ratzon sheyehu yehu kol tzatzaei me'echa kemoscha. All those that come from you should be like you. A bracha that good parents should have children like them. What a beautiful, well-known Gemara. The Gemara continues five lines from the top of Vav Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Yoyre. The expression of rain that's referred to as Yoyre. Shemore es habriyas lahatiach gagosem. It sends people the message, it teaches them to plaster their roofs. Rashi describes that the Yore is the period of Mar Cheshvan, which is the first rainfall, which also we experience here in Eretz Yisrael, and that is usually during the first rainfall there are many, many people who begin to have what? Ritivut, leaks. So the rainfall over here reminds the areas in your roof that need to be fixed. Ulahachnis says Perosein, and to also reminds them to bring in their fruits, because the fruits will get ruined in the rain. Velasos kol tzarchen, and take care of all the other needs that are necessary to do winter preparations. Dover Acher, another explanation for the word Yore, Shemarave es haaretz, it satisfies the thirst of the ground, Umashke atahom, and it causes it to drink up until the depths, deep into the depths of the ground. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Tlameha rava nachas gidudea birvivim timogagna simcha tivarech. The pasuk Tehillim describes that the young saplings metaphorically become relaxed. Rava nachas, they have nachas when they are watered. Davar acher, another explanation for the word yore, for yore malkosh, which is the period of rain during Mar Cheshvan, Yore sheyored b'nachas, it comes down softly, v'enu yored b'zaf, and it doesn't come down in anger. In other words, it doesn't come down in torrents. O enu yored ela shemasher es haperos umashtif es hazroim. Maybe it's coming to say a negative thing, that it causes the fruits to fall off the tree. I could tell you someone as an amateur who has a couple of trees that we're sitting next to, that when you see the fruits that are almost complete and fall off the tree, It's a painful thing. So maybe Yore refers to a negative thing, that it causes, during that period, it causes the fruits to fall off the tree, mashtif es hazroim, and it floods the seeds and young growth from the seeds in the ground, mashtif es eilanos, and it floods the trees. Tam lomer malkosh. So the Torah also says, as Rashi quotes on the top of the oven, v'nasat mitaratzachem b'ito yoyre u'malkosh, so that pasuk of Malkosh, concluding with Malkosh, is referring to another type of rain. Ma Malkosh lebracha, just like the Malkosh is lebracha, af yore lebracha. So now, how do we know that Malkosh is lebracha? O eino Malkosh ela shemapilas habatim. Maybe Malkosh refers to the expression that it causes houses to fall. In those days, just to appreciate what we live in those days, a bad rain could cause houses to fall, although we should also keep in mind that there were instances, and there are, we don't have to go too far back to Hurricane Sandy, of the damage, the tremendous damage that water could have even to modern day man. It causes the house to fall down and breaks trees. Umale es haskoin, and it brings about the locust. And then the word malkosh would refer to malkash, and that is destroying the locusts. That's one explanation that's given, or Rashi's explanation that it's a reference to kash, which is referred to as grasshoppers. Sometimes, according to the pasuk in Amos, Rashi argues on the first wide line that lekash is referring to locusts. Or do you say another explanation would be that it makes reference to the locust because word al means to cut off, and kash is a reference to the grain. So here we have that the Gemara continues balanced out with the word yore. Talmud lomer yore. That's why we have the pasuk yore. Ma yore le bracha, af malkush le bracha. V'yore gufe minolim. But how do we know yore refers to a bracha? In other words, we now have gotten into a circular argument, and that is that yore is bracha because malkush is bracha, and malkush is bracha because yore is bracha. V'yore gufe minolim asks the Gemara. How do we know yore is bracha? D'chsiv. The Gemara answers, the pasuk in Yoel says, "Ubnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem elokechem ki nasan lachem es hamored litzdaka." That Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you the rain as a charity. V'yor l'chageshem moro malkush perishon. So here it's clear that's called a tzedek, as the pasuk in Yoel describes. The Gemara continues 5 lines at the top on vavam and aleph, 5 lines on the top of the wide. Now there's 5 into the wide line. San Rabbanin Yore b'Marcheshvan and Malkush b'Nisan. Yore is referring to the rain in Marcheshvan. Malkush, in the beginning of the season. Malkush is at the end of the season. Malkush b'Nisan. Ata Omer Yore b'Marcheshvan, Malkush b'Nisan. Analyze the Gemara. Enel Yore b'Tishrei Malkush b'Iyar. Maybe Yore begins already in Tishrei. Malkush concludes in is reference to Iyar. Tamalomer b'Ito. In its appropriate time. B'Ito, the Pasuk told us, B'Ito Yore Malkush. So the Malkush is supposed to be only in the appropriate time. Amar Rav Niloy Barida, Mishmo Dover Shemal Kishoseyen Shel Yisrael. It's a reference to the rain that removes the difficult parts of Klal Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael does tshuva when rain has not come down. Now that works out beautifully with the notion that the Malkush is the second half, as ordered in the Pasuk, because if Chas V'Chalila there isn't Yoreh, so then Klal Yisrael begins to daven more and fast, as Rashi describes, and that is Mal, the fasts and the tshuva, remove the difficulties of Klal Yisrael. The Malkush is the rain that fills up the grain. In other words, it is the end part of the growing of the grain process when the grain has already begun to fill up, and that is the period of Malkush, which is the period where the grain is already almost entirely complete. B'masnisa Tana, we learned a Tanaitic teaching. In other words, a brisa derver shiyurid ala melilos v'ala koshin. The Malkush refers to the koshin, and that is the hard parts and the full parts of the grain, as well as the melilos, which are the top of the stalks. We had a Maseches Beitzan, daf yud gimel molulin melilos, and that is rolling out the top of the stalks and separating the chaff from the top of the wheat. How do you know that the Yore takes place in Cheshvan? Maybe it takes place in Kislev. Tamalomer Beito Yoreh Malkush. Beito goes on both the reign of Yore and the reign of Malkush. Malkush Beito Af Yoreh Beito. Just like the Malkush is in its appropriate time, so too the Yore. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brayse. Yoreh b'Marcheshvan Malkush b'Nisan. Yor is during Marcheshvan, Malkush is Benisan. Divrei B'meir V'chamarim Yor B'Kislev. Man Chachamim, who is the Chachamah? Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Yosi. It's referring to Rabbi Yosi. The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa. Ezuhi Revia Rishona. What is the first rainfall? Some take out the Girsa of Rishona. Either way, when is the rainfall? Habechira, the first one, B'shloshim Marcheshvan. That takes place on the third of Marcheshvan. That's the earliest time. Beinani, the middle one, Bishivabo, during the 7th of Marcheshvan, Viravia, and the last one is Afilu Bishiva Aserbo, even on the 17th of Marcheshvan. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Yehuda Omer Bishiva, the 7th of Cheshvan, B'Yudzayin, the 17th, U'Besim Rishlosha, the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Yudzayin, U'Besim Rishlosha, Brosh Chodesh Kislev. It reaches the time of Kislev. So there is this period of Yore that extends, according to Rabbi Yossi, into Kislev. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Since it's normal to rain, to have the beginning rains even in Kislev, so therefore one would not fast if there's not rain, because it's still normal for it to begin during Kislev. Amar Rav Chizda, halacha Rabbi Yossi. The halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, that the last Revia reaches into Kislev. A Meimar Masahad Rav Chisda Bahai Lishna. A Meimar had this discussion that we had from Rav Chisda in discussing different opinions of the Tanoim in regards to a slightly different issue, in regard to this issue. Bishlosha b'marchezun sholinis agishamim. According to this opinion, the discussion related to the bakasha of a Saint Talamata Livracha, when do we begin that bakasha? So according to the Tanakama, it's the third of Chezhen. Rabbi Gamliel Amr Beshivabo. Rabbi Gamliel says we start in the seventh. Amr Chizda Allah Rabbi Gamliel. Chizda says that the Allah follows Rabbi Gamliel. I owe the Chevra Halacha from the daily daf about the times that one says the Saint Talamata Livracha and if one forgot the Saint Talamata. And Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to pay back my debt later today. Gemara continues four lines in. Kaman Ozlaha de Sanya. Who does the following Tanaitic teaching follow? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Gisham Shiyardu Shiva Yom Zachar Zeh. This is another teaching of a Braisa, a Tosefta. Also appears in the Sugya of Nedarim on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, that if rain came down for 7 straight days, Atamonim Behen Revia Rishona Vishniyo Shlishis. When there is consecutive rain of 7 straight days, so then you pass through one revia into the next. For example, the opinion that we had above in the Gemara is the first revia is the third Marcheshvan, and the middle revia is the seventh. So that is less than 7 days. Now, some Mefarshim, all Mefarshim seem to be a consensus of this, that here you can't read the Gemara literally. And that is, the Gemara seems to be saying 7 straight days, you have 3 revias. But that's not true, because you look upstairs in the Gemara, and the third revia is more than 7 days after the first. So the correct way, according to Rashi and Dibar Masal Kirabi Yosi, as well as other Mefarshim, is the following, that the Gemara, it reads, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's 7 straight days, your monim and revia rishona ushnia, you would have 7 straight days, which would go, let's say, from the 3rd of Cheshvan till the 10th, so that would be 2 revias, the 1st or 2nd, or if it started on the 7th, so then it's possible for it to go into the 3rd revia. Keman ki Rabbi Yosi, who does that follow? That follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yossi's opinion works beautifully, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion has the first, the Revi'a Rishona on Yud Zayin, the second on Chof Gimel, that's going to be 7 days, as well as from Chof Gimel to Lamed being the 3rd. So then you will always have 7 days in between each Revi'a, and whenever the rain is going to start, if it goes from 7 days, it will go from one Revi'a to the next, either from the Rishon to the Shnia, or the Shnia to the Shlishis. So that works beautifully with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that we saw, Yud Zayin, Esrei Shlosha, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amar Rav Chisda, the Gemara continues, Halacha ka Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chisda concludes that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, analyzes the Gemara towards the end of the second to last line on Vav Menaf. Bishlam Revi'a Rishona. I understand when it comes to Revi'a Rishona, that's Lishol. That's to ask. You begin asking from Revi'a Rishona. Shlishis, why do we have the last date? That's Lehis Anos. Shnia Lemai, but why do we mention the middle date? In other words, why did we differentiate between the first, second, and third? The first and third, I know what halachic significance they have. The first is for Bakasha, and the third is for Tainus. However, what's the middle for? Amar Abizera Lenidarim. Now we know why it appears in Maseches Nedarim. The above Brisa, so the teaching of Tanaim. It's a nafgamina for Nedarim. This is not as we learned in Nedarim, on Samach Beis Amabeis, turn to Vav Amabeis, Maseches Tainus, Hanoder Ad HaGishamim. If a person makes a neder that he's not going to have ana until rain begins to come down. So let's say he says he's not going to smoke cigarettes, he's at least taking it until the rain comes down. By the way, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, which prohibits the smoking of cigarettes altogether. So that will get into a complicated shaila of taking a neder on that. Either way, hanoder ad gishamim, if a person makes a neder, mishyardu gishamim acheter revia rishona shnia. If he says until the rains begin to come down, so that's the revia shnia. So according to some opinions, that was the 7th of Cheshvan. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was the 23rd. Rav Zvid Amar Lezeisen. Rav Zvid says there's another nafkamina aside from Rabbi Zeira's nafkamina, Linadarib. There's also a nafkamina in regards to olives. What is that referring to? This not, as we learned in Shvius, Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes, Me'im Masai Kol Adam Mutarin B'lechet B'shikha Uvepeya. I realize that it's not clear in my Gemara. I'm using an old-fashioned Gemara. It's not in Shvius, but rather we're referring to in Peah. Discussion in Shvius about the previous halacha, but this appears in Peah, in Parakhes Mishnah Aleph. When is everybody allowed to eat from the Peah? Peah, of course, are corner of the field that you leave over for the poor people. So if it's been left there, you are mafkarid as the halacha dictates. But still, there's some that's left that the poor people have already passed and not taken. Mishiyelchu ha-nemushas. At the time that the people who are called nemushas, and those are a particular type of anim that the Gemara will go on to explain. So then in such a case, you're allowed to take it. Bikerem, what about in a vineyard? You, the Bailam, are allowed to take it. So when it comes to a vineyard, so there the olalos, those grapes that are olos, they have to leave for the aniyim. Uba'olos mishyelcho aniyim bikerem. If the poor people have already left, viyavayu, and they've returned. Bizesim, what about the olives? When, for those olives that you have to leave for the aniyim, are you allowed to take it? Mishyoter viyashniya, when the second rain has come, which according to some was the 7th of Cheshvan, and according to others was the 23rd of Cheshvan. My nemushos, we said the Gemara is going to analyze what nemushos means, that you could take your food that you left in the corner of the field when the nemushos have gone. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Sabi. Rabbi Yochanan says it refers to a grandfather, the Azli Atigra, elderly people that go with a cane. Resh Lakish Amar Likutei Basa Likutei. Resh Lakish is of the opinion that it refers to those areas that have already been picked. The Aniyim have gone through it, and so that's a Likutei Basa Likutei, that the things that have been already collected once, that sometimes the Aniyim have two people to collect. One is the Ani himself, and then he has his son going after him, and those are the Nemushos, that if the people who straggle after the Aniyim to pick up what they missed. So if those people are gone, so then Mishiyelcho HaNemushos, then in such a case you're allowed to take it. Rav Papa Amar Kedei Lahaloch B'Shvilei HaRishus. Rav Papa gives us another definition, and that is that there are different times that a person is allowed to walk through someone else's field. There are times that's permissible, and that is the Zman of Nemushos. Let us explain. The Omar Mar, Mahalchin Kol Adam B'Shvilei Rishus, Ashetei Revia Shnia. That a person is allowed to walk through another person's field, and there isn't assumption that he's going to be Makbid up until the second rain. Up until the first rain, it will not damage his field if you walk through it, so you're allowed to walk through it. Hence, the Nemushos are during that period. That means that Peah is going to become the owners when people would stop walking through his field. It is an interesting question of what is the relationship between that and the halachos of Peah, but at the end of the day, that's the definition of Nemushos. A fourth explanation, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Levar Peros Shvius. Another explanation of what the significance of Revia Shnia is, says Rav Nachman, in regards to Biur. Now let us give a short introduction. The Torah says that you're allowed to eat Peros Shvius with the Behema, the Chaya Asher Batzecha. V'achalta, the Torah says that you shall eat the Peros of Shvius. Exact lashon of the pasuk is V'lehemtecha v'lechaya Asher Batzecha ti'echol tvuasa le'echol, as well as that the tfuah is going to be yours to eat. And Chazal Darshan, though, that the only time you're allowed to eat it is the same time when the animals in the field are eating it. The moment the animals are no longer eating it in the field, so then you're not allowed to eat it. The reason for that, Be'ezer Hashem will discuss in our halachos of Shemitah that we've begun to record shiurim for. After that period of time, so then in such a case, there's a chiyuv of biur. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Levar Peros Shvius. There's a chiyuv of biur Peros Shvius at the time of the Revia Shnia. The Snan, as we learn, now we've got that Mishnah. Shvius, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, Ad Masai Nenu Visarfim B'Teven U'Bekashel Shvius, Ad Sheterid Revia Rishona. You're allowed to get personal benefit, and there isn't a chiyuv for you to be mafkir, according to most Rishonim, biur means to make ownerless your food. So there isn't a chiyuv to do that when it comes to the straw until the revir Rishonim. My time, tichsiv, as we mentioned before, anytime the animal is eating in the field, you're allowed to give your animal babayis. You're allowed to give the animal in the house. The cat is also able to eat it, as well as you. And also, you're not allowed to eat it, and you need to stop getting hana from it. So if you're giving it to your animal in the house, you can't have hana. Most people don't eat straw. That's what we're talking about. The animal in the house eating it. So once an animal can no longer eat in the field, the animal in the house can no longer eat it. And once that takes place, then there is a chiyuv of biur that you have to be mafkir. When is that? During the zman of the revia shnia. The Gemara continues on the first wide line of Vavam Abay. It's a question that always was bothering me. Amar Rabbi Avo, my loshen revia. What is this word revia? Answers the Gemara, Dover Sherova es Hakarka. Something that has a relationship, intercourse with the ground. Kidra of Yehuda, Dover Rabbi Yehuda. Mitra rain penetrates the ground, baladara, as if it has intercourse with the ground. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki kasher, the pasuk in Yeshayahu that we read during Tanesim, kasher yerid hageshem hashalim l'shamayim, v'sham lo yushuv, ki imhirva es haaretz, v'haylida v'hitzmicha. So we see the description of the rain as causing something that produces fruits by penetrating the ground. The first rain, which is this revia, which is Beloshin Roveya, is to cause rain to go tefach deep into the ground. Shnia kede loguf ba pichavis. The second rain is the amount of water that goes into the ground to the point that it's so saturated that the ground could be used as a pug for the barrel. The Gemara continues with this analogy. Amar of Chizuk Gishamish Yardu Kedei Loguf Behen Pichavis. The amount of rain that goes into the ground that could be used as a pug to stop up a barrel. Ein Behem Mishum Va'atzar. Then, in such a case, know for sure we're past the klala that's described in Kriyashma. Va'atzar Es Hashmaim, that the heavens will be closed up. If there's been that much water, then the heavens have been opened. Vamar of Chizuk Gishamish Yardu Kodem. Va'atzar Ein Bahen Mishum Va'atzar. Rain that comes down before a person says Kriyishma, before he says Va'atzar, so then in such a case that's a sign that there is no Va'atzar, that there's no Simin Klala. Amar Abaye, Lo Amaron, this statement was said that that's a Simin Tov, and the opposite of a Simin Ra, is that only, that statement was only said that there is a Simin Bracha, Kodem Va'atzar Doraisa, before the time of saying Kriyishma Min HaTorah. But when we're talking about rain before the morning, then in such a case, that doesn't apply. Those clouds in the morning, they don't have significance. In other words, it's not a sign of a blessed year of rain. As the pasuk in Hosea says, when Klal Yisrael is getting rebuked from Hosea, he says, you know, your chesed is only like the clouds in the morning that are not necessarily a harbinger for anything good, in contrast to the rains in the afternoon before Zman Kriyishma, that is a positive harbinger. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, is that true? Are these bad, these rains not significant? Va'armi Inshi, but don't people say, b'maftach, Bavi Mitra. The time you open up the house in the morning, there is rain. Bar Hamara. Then turn to the people who are wagon drivers and say to them, Moch Sakech Ugni. You could go to sleep and you don't need to even try making money on the wheat because the wheat is going to be so inexpensive. There's going to be so much wheat in abundance. So you say to the wagon driver, there's nothing to focus on. There's no business for you to do vis-a-vis the wheat. So what do we see? That the rain is a good sign. And it's the Gemara, look, Hasha, hadikatir b'iva, hadikatir b'anani. It depends on what type of clouds we're talking about.
If we're talking about thick clouds, so then in such a case, that is a siman bracha. However, thin clouds are not a siman bracha. The Gemara now talks about rain during the month of Teves. Amar Yehuda, Tava l'shaita de Teves armarta. It's good a year when Chodesh Teves is like a widow, that there is no geshem. Some say that the reason it's a good thing is because for those people who are going to teach Torah, they're not going to have a muddy ride. The Ikadamri and others say the reason why it's a good thing, that without the rain, then there won't be any damage to any crops that are growing. Ask Samar, is that so? Any Vamar of Chizda, Tova Lashata, Ditvas Minvalta. Here it's Deteves. Deteves Minvalta. It's a good year. Tova Lashata, it's a good year, Shata being year, that the Teves is dirty. In other words, that the ground is dirty with mud. In other words, it's rained. Answer the Gemara, Loi Kasha, sign contradiction. Hada Asa Mitra Meikara, Hada Lo Asa Mitra Meikara. Depends on whether it was raining beforehand or not. If it was raining beforehand, so then in such a case, then the rain is just a bad sign. All it's doing is making more mud. However, if there already has not been any rain, and there's a need for rain, so then in such a case, it is a good sign, because it's going to provide for the crops. It's just making mud, then it's a bad sign, because then the Talmid HaChacham and the fruit are going to have a tough time getting around, and the produce is going to get ruined. V'amar Chizda also talk. Gesham sheyardu al mikzas medina v'al mikzas adina lo yardu. If you have rain that came on part of the nation, part of the nation didn't, ein be'em mishum v'atzar, then that doesn't qualify as v'atzar. In other words, it needs to be that there has been a break of rain for everybody. Asmar eini v'aksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say in Amos v'gam anochi menati mikemes hageshem ba'od shlosha chadoshim mikzar v'imtarti al ir achas. In the Pasuk of Amos, he's talking about a tochacha, and that Chal Yisrael is going to be punished. Chelka achas tamtir, v'amar v'yudam arav, shtehen leklala, that these things are leklala, that part of the city is getting rain, part of the nation is getting rain, part of the nation is not. And it's the Gemara, loy kasha, hada asa tova, hada asa kidmi boile. If there was already too much rain, so then, in such a case, then it's going to ruin the tefuah. So then, in such a case, it's a klala. However, the case of Rav Chizda, that it's not a klala of atzar, if it comes down one city, the asa midiboyle, the rain came where it was necessary, where it was needed. So when the rain came where it was needed, then that's beautiful. In other words, this city needs it, because here it has agriculture. This city doesn't need it, and it rains over there. Amar Vashi, dekanam dechsiv, hamotar. Now it's getting really, really dark here. I read that word incorrectly. Timoter, the pasuk that we referred to before in Hosea, in Amos, says Timoter, Tehe Makom Matar. That was a place that was already full of Matar, and that was a bad sign. Shmamina, this is a proof. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop today's daf over here, partly because it's already Baruch Hashem, the sun has set against the hills of Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's now already dark. Bezer Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Avo, Me'em Masayim Evarchim Al Hagisham. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Vav, and I hope Bezer Hashem to post the halachas of the same Talumatar for halacha from the daily Daf.